Good evening, everyone. So just to continue a little bit in the malachos of kotzer. So remember, we're speaking about the malach of kotzer, which is the malach of detaching something from the place where it grows. And remember, we're speaking about the iser derabban, the rabbinic prohibition, which speaks about the idea of not using a tree, not using a tree in any way, lest you come to go ahead and detach something. So to continue in that, nichla be'iser shimush afilu im in mishtamshin ba'ilan mamish, included in this rabbinic prohibition of not using a tree on Shabbos, lest you come to go ahead and break off a branch. So already spoke about that you can't climb the tree. You're not really supposed to rest your weight against the tree. You're also not supposed to go ahead and use, let's say, something that is, what's the right word? Takua bi'ilan. Something that is... No, this is not a part of the tree. Like, if you could imagine, if, let's say, it's something that was stuck into the tree. There's a better word for it. Stuck, I mean, stuck is sophisticated. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, for example, if, let's say, you know, you see that sometimes, like, oh, we'll get to the hammock. But let's say, you see sometimes people have, like, this thing that you put into the trunk of a tree that you could hang a plant on. So, a yossi is like a peg. So, let's say you have a...
Nailed in, fixed in.
Okay, good. You get the point. So, let's say I went ahead and I put... I'm sorry? It's bad for the tree anyway. So, from a arboreal perspective, is that... arboreal? Good. All right, good. So, we're getting too carried away with our word choices, right? So, the idea over here is, let's say you have a peg that's driven into the tree. You can't use that peg either. So, for example, he says, Kigon litlos ezer davar ayoset hatokua bi'ilon. So, if you have a peg that is driven into the tree, so not only can you not use the tree, but you're also not supposed to use the peg. So for example, let's say I have a peg driven into my tree. I wouldn't hang my jacket on that peg, or I would not go ahead and leave something on that peg, because the usage of that peg is tantamount to, halachically tantamount to usage of the tree itself. However, there's one interesting caveat. Let's say, imagine this idea for just a moment. I have the tree, I have driven a peg into the tree, and I have a bucket that I suspend from the peg. I have a bucket that I suspend from the peg. So the halacha is mutter litin sham is a davar. The chinadim shemutter likach is a davar hamunach besoch osasal. So the halacha is that, remember, this is all rabbinic law. So rabbinic law in general only extends so far. So rabbinically, I'm not supposed to use the tree. The rabbis extended that to say that what? If something is driven into the tree, you can't use that item either, because that item is also part of the tree. What if it's something driven into the tree, the peg driven into the tree, and then there's a bucket hanging on the peg? The rabbinic prohibition does not extend to that bucket. So, for example, again, I'd be able to go ahead and place something into that bucket, as well as what? As well as on Shabbos, remove something from the bucket. So now we see again that even though we have this rabbinic prohibition against usage of the tree, it only goes to items directly attached to the tree itself, either the tree itself or the peg driven in, but again, something that is hanged, right? Something that's hanged on the peg. Something that's hanging on the peg. Yeah. Something that's hanging on the peg. Again, one would be permitted to go ahead and either place something into that on Shabbos or remove an object from that on Shabbos as well.
But not to remove the bucket.
Because remember, removing the bucket would then be direct usage with the peg, which would be prohibited. So you can't use the tree, you can't use the peg, you can't move or remove the item hanging on the peg, but you can make functional use of the bucket that is suspended from the peg itself. Oh, so come back tomorrow night, we'll talk about the hammock. We'll see if the hammock fits into this category or not, because hammock might be a little bit different, because remember... I'll email you. Right? So again, the hammock, remember, the hammock might be a little bit different because Lamaisa, the hammock mamish, the tree is supporting your weight. So in a situation like that, it might be hard to use this exception, but stay tuned tomorrow evening. Rabbi Hanan, Yivan HaKash Omer, Ratzchash Baruch HaLazakos, Ses Yisrael HaFichach, Her Balem, Termin Zoshneh, Mara Dinech HaFetz Man, Sidko, Yagdil, Torah, Viadir.